This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Alyssa in the morning on 98.5 KRZ.
So last night, as I was falling asleep in bed, I was watching Dirty Dancing, one of my favorite movies of all time. And it got me thinking, it's a movie I can watch a million times and never get sick of it. You, sir, give me three movies off the top of your head that you can watch 100 times and you're not sick of. And hang on, before you do, I think I know one of yours.
Go ahead, name it.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank, I get sucked in. I don't go out of my way to watch the movie, but it's just, it appears.
Okay.
And I'll just, it's one of those movies where I'll just watch a couple of minutes or I like this scene.
But the universe gives it to you on cable TV, but if it didn't, would you go out of your way to watch it because it's that good?
Probably not, because I've seen it so many times. But it happened, it's funny you bring this up, because it happened on Saturday. I was doing something in the other room and Sue was flipping around. And all of a sudden I heard the intro of the Psycho soundtrack, the music.
Sure.
And she said, is this the original or is this one of the remakes? And I'm looking, I go, no, it's black and white. That's the original. And I just sat down for a minute before I knew it, the movie was over.
There you go.
Watch the whole thing all the way through.
All right. Three on purpose that you seek out that you never get sick of.
I can watch Goodfellas 100 times.
Beautiful.
And there's got to be another one in there.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is right up there. Yeah, it's pretty
Major
good.
League.
Yeah, Major League. I'll always watch it. I can't pick three, but those would be.
Do you hate when I ask you a question and then I answer it for you? A little annoying.
You know me better than I know my own self. That's kind of scary.
No.
So two other ones for you.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Always.
Good pick.
Tommy Boy. And not only do I watch it and enjoy it, and all the Adam Sandler movies too, I laugh out loud. I'm going, girl, you know the punchlines, all these jokes.
Yep.
You've seen it in Billy Madison. You know the penguin is there.
Yep.
Why are you laughing?
Same thing with Step Brothers.
Yes.
I can laugh at the same jokes over and over again. In fact, I anticipate them. Okay, here it comes. This is a really funny part right here. And then I laugh again. It's like you got me again.
Sometimes it adds special sauce. It makes it better because you know the punchline is coming and that anticipation makes it funnier.
Yeah, or sometimes you forget.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Why don't I remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happened here.
Yes, that's a great feeling.
Yeah, the bunk beds. I forgot about that.
All right, now I want to watch all the movies we just listed. And by the way, I asked the same question on KRZ Facebook. So if you have movies that spring to mind for you, I'd love to know what they are. And some people in this comment thread are reminding me of ones I haven't watched since I was a kid, like Pulp Fiction. That was a great movie.
There
and I was traumatized as a child, but now I would enjoy it as an adult.
Good.